light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Today inshallah عز وجل we will be focusing only on the beautiful city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is Madinatul Munawwarah. Subhanallah, that city that when it is mentioned, then every heart of the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every heart becomes sorrowful, every heart has this grief, has the desire, has the wish to go in the court of the august Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we make dua, may Allah take all of us, inshallah, with our parents, with our Murshid-e Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to visit the beautiful cities of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarramah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Before we begin today's discussion, let's quickly make some intentions. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the many good intentions you can make, one good intention is, inshallah, whatever I learned today. And because we do know that today's discussion is around Medina, the city of the beloved Rasul, then inshallah, whatever I learned today, I will first and foremost try and act upon it. I will pass the message to others as well. And inshallah, azza wa jal, today, if I learn something which touches my heart, and perhaps it increases the love of Medina, the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah azza wa jal, in that love, I will make lots of good intentions to follow the sunnah, to follow the practices of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Before we move and start our discussion for today, I would like to mention a very beautiful incident of the Imam of the Ushaq, means the Imam of the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ala Hazrat, Mujaddid Deen O Millat Parwana Shama'i Risalat, Mulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Whenever the discussion of Medina and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes place, then this is a personality who we need to mention, because his love for the beloved Rasul, his love for the Sahaba Ikram, his love for the Ahl Bayt Athar, his love for the city of the beloved Rasul was such that we cannot understand it, we cannot comprehend the love which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat displayed for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a very beautiful incident I would inshallah narrate to the viewers and the listeners, that once Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, when he was performing his second Hajj in his life, so he fell severely ill, and because he was so sick, he was worried that how am I going to visit the blessed Rawza-e Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means he was so ill that it was difficult for him to perform even the rites of Hajj. So, when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat noticed that I'm not going towards recovery, my health is becoming severe, I'm becoming more sick. So he decided that no problem, in the same state, with the severe fever, with the severe illness and sickness, I am going to make ziyarat to the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the ulama-i kiram who were present around Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, they started requesting and said, Hazrat, your health is not very good at this moment, so don't go to Medina Sharif. Maybe next time you'll go, or some other time. And you must know, this is approximately 100 years ago, so it's not a time where they had the best buses or the best trains or the best modes of transport. No, it was a time where it was difficult to go from point A to point B. Was difficult. Ulama-i kiram requested, Oh Ala Hazrat, Oh Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, stay behind. May next time you can go to Madinatul Munawwara, or let's wait, if your health becomes better, then you can go. Allah, 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 Allah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat replied, and he asked, he said, if you ask me the truth, if you ask me, agar sach poocho, if you want to know what's the real purpose of me coming to these cities, he says, the real purpose of my visit for Hajj is to go to Madinatul Munawwarah. The only reason why I have come for Hajj is to go and visit the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, I started my Hajj both times. This was the second Hajj. He says, both times I started my Hajj with the same intention that I am going to make ziyarat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was my intention. Then he says, Allah forbid, if there is no such intention, if I didn't make the intention of going to visit the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, there is no pleasure for me in just performing the rites of Hajj. There is no maza, there is no taste, there is no pleasure in performing Hajj. Allah, 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 Allah. Then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat recited the beautiful hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man hajja walam yazurni faqad jafani. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person who performs Hajj and does not visited me, he is not devoted to me. Allah, Allah. The scholars said, O Ala Hazrat, once already you have visited the blessed Rawza Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's enough. In the first Hajj you went to Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat said, no. In my opinion, the meaning of this hadith is not visiting once. Every time you go for Hajj, every time you must go and make ziyarat at the blessed Rawza Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And then he said, make dua that I go in the court of the beloved Rasul. Once I am there, then I don't have any worry and any tension. At that moment, even if I depart from this world, I have no worry because I know I am at the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. On this beautiful incident, a beautiful couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, where he says, Unke tu fail haj bhi khuda ne kara diye, asle murad hazri us paak dar ki hai. He says that through the sadaqah and the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Hajj fard, but asle murad, the real purpose of going for Hajj, is to pay the respect in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Asle murad hazri us paak dar ki hai. Subhanallah, this beautiful, lover of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we learn from this incident? What beautiful points we can take from this? We will inshallah discuss after a short break, and we listen to a beautiful kalam now. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on speaking about Medina. And inshallah, azza wa jal, the love of Medina will increase in our hearts. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ
اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ اے والی مدینہ مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ مدت سے میرے دل پہنچ کے در جانان مدینہ عرش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ، اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ، ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ، ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ،
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ،
آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر، آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر،
آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر،
بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ، بے اذن ہو کیسے مہمان مدینہ،
مدینہ
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 مدینہ،
قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا، قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا،
قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا،
اور اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ، اور اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ،
مدینہ
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 مدینہ،
عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے، عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے،
عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے،
دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ، دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ،
مدینہ
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 مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد النور من نور الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله beautiful كلام in the praise of the city of the beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم and سبحان الله you know before the break we were speaking about سيدي على حضرت and if you have to actually ask us then the true love of Medina was put in our hearts by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Kha alayhi rahmatul ridwan subhanallah subhanallah he actually taught us the true essence that what is Medina maybe you know people would think that okay Medina is a city yes it's a city of the beloved rasul but it's okay I mean it's Medina but when you come to the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat you know you come to his court and he tells you that no Medina is just not a city Medina is a city which is included it should be included the love of it should be included in the veins of every ashiq rasul and the love of the beloved rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam I mean look at the poetry which sayyidi ala hazrat has written but only about medina the family of sayyidi ala look at our qibla amir ahl sunnat hazrat allama maulana abu bilal muhammad ilyas attar qadir azwi look at him also look at the ash'ar he has written just for Medina and then you will see that this is how the ushaq and the lovers of the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak about Madinatul Munawwara you know once sultan mahmud ghaznavi very great sultan of his time king of his time you know he was in Madinatul Munawwara and he was wearing the clothes of a beggar and you know he went to the people who were performing umrah and hajj and they had come to Madinatul Munawwara So he went and he was giving them zamzam water. Basically, he was serving them. So someone came and said, are you not Mahmud, Sultan Mahmud, who is the king of Ghazan? So he said, yes. So this person said that, you know, you are in Medina Sharif. You are in front of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you came dressed as a beggar. Couldn't you wear some beautiful clothes, some smart clothes? You are a king. So he said, yes, I am a king, but I am the king in Ghazan. And yeah, I have come to my master and my king, who is Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a slave comes to his master, he doesn't come in the best clothes. He shows that he is a slave. That is why I have been dressed like a beggar and I have come in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this person was pleased with the answer he received and he carried on. And he walked a few steps and he saw the king of a certain area was coming to Madinatul Munawwara and he was wearing the best clothes and he was looking like a king. So when this person entered Madinatul Munawwara, you know, the person who questioned Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, he came and he said, Oh king, you are in Medina and you came with so smart clothes, you came with the best clothes. Don't you know you are a slave of the beloved Rasul? Why are you dressed like a king? So the king also gave a beautiful answer and he said that, listen, You know, this clothes, this status, this martaba, this rank which I have, who has given it to me? So the person said, you tell me. He said, everything has been given to me by this beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today I am coming to his court and I have worn everything deliberately to show him that, Ya Rasulullah, everything you have granted to me, whatever I have, this is your bestowal. I have come to show him what he has granted me. In this world and how many beauties and how many luxuries he has granted me in this world subhanallah so every person when they go in Madinatul Munawwara they go with their own intention you know a person will go as a beggar a person can go dressed as the most beautiful person but the intention is you know what intention are you taking in the court of the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam subhanallah so I was discussing that look at the family of sayyidi ala hazrat and those who are connected to sayyidi ala hazrat and see the way they praise Madinatul Munawwara you know munana hasan raza khan the brother of sayyidi ala hazrat you know he was once praising the thorns in Madinatul Munawwara the family of ala hazrat taught us that you know we don't just praise Medina we praise the pillars the walls the roof the houses the thorns and even the dogs of Medina you know we praise them as well so munana hasan raza khan you know once he says that khare sahrai nabi pao se kya kaam tujhe he is speaking to the thorn of Medina and he says khare sahrai nabi o thorn in the city of the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam pao se kya kaam tujhe what do you have with my feet what work do you have with my feet why are you under my feet who is he speaking to the thorn پاؤں سے کیا کام تجھے؟ Then he says, آ میری جان میرے دل میں ہے رستہ تیرا. He says, oh my beloved, come in my heart. Your place is in my heart, not in my feet, because you are not an ordinary thorn. You are the thorn of the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ah, subhanallah. You know, when you read the ashar which the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has written for Medina, then your love increases for Madinatul Munawwara. And you know, Ala Hazrat mentions in one place, Bar nate huzur ko palte hi faqir ko. He says that it wasn't a burden upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take care of us. If we wanted, we could have stayed there. And Nabi sallallahu would have taken care of us for as long as we are there. He is the one who is taking care of the entire universe. Then he says, Roye jo ab naseeb ko, chain kaho gawaye kyu. That now you are crying after you left Medina, now you are crying that why did I leave Medina? It is your fault. Why did you leave? If you wouldn't have left, you would have stayed there your entire life. The beloved Rasul would have taken care of you. But when you have left, you have made the decision to leave Medina and come back, then why you are crying that why did I leave Medina? It is a problem which you have put yourself on your head. Otherwise, if you would have been there, he would have taken care of you. Aha, subhanallah. And you know, when we read, when we listen to all of this, we remember the beautiful ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam motivates and encourages the ummah. And he says that, you know, many fadail and excellences he mentions of Madinatul Munawwara, just so a person should go to Medina. To the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a beautiful hadith that whoever amongst you has the ability of dying in Medina, man istata'a ay yamuta, the one who has the ability of dying in Medina, then he must die in Medina. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am going to intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment. I am going to intercede for that person. If you have the power, then die in Medina. And Sayyidina Imam Malik, when he recited and heard this hadith, then his entire life he stayed in Medina to Munawwara, that when the time of death arrives, I should be at the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He left this world, he left everything just for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his entire life he spent in Medina, Imam Malik. But the adab and the respect was so much that if he had to answer the call of nature, attend the call of nature, then he would leave Medina, go out of Medina, then relieve himself, and then come back in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once Imam Malik was teaching hadith in Masjid Nabawi Sharif to his students, subhanallah, during the lesson, whilst he was teaching hadith, a scorpion came and bit him or stung him, and you know, he sat, and after a while, you know, the scorpion bit him again and again and again and again. And many times this happened to the extent that his face color changed and his face became red. And the students noticed that he is not very comfortable, but not even for a second did he move his position and change his position or scream or say something. After the lesson was completed, someone came to him and said, Hazrat, you were teaching and during the lesson we noticed your face color changed, everything changed. What happened? So he said, no, this happened, you know, the scorpion stung me and this, this, this. So the person asked that, Hazrat, you could have told us, you know, you could have mentioned, a scorpion is with you. It's not something normal, it could be poison, whatever the case is. Why didn't you tell us? So Imam Malik said that I was teaching the words and the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my iman does not accept that whilst teaching the ahadith, I should worry about myself and care about myself, or you know, worry about something related to this world. And more than 16 years he taught hadith in front of the Rozai Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the students said, not even once did we hear the sound of the page turning when he used to turn the pages in the book. Just because he is in the court of the beloved Rasul, I have to show adab to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So adab, respect, love for Medina, our beloved and our pious predecessors have taught us and showed us and instilled in our hearts that when you go to the court of the beloved Rasul, this is how you must be. This is the way you must make your hazri in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Some beautiful hadith I have in front of me regards to Medina Sharif. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, subhanallah, and listen to these ahadith with the intention of motivation, you know, with the intention that, you know, one day inshallah, when I go, then I will go whilst keeping these ahadith in my mind and whilst keeping these beautiful words of the excellences and the fadail which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Madinatu tanfin nasa kama yanfil kiru khabth al-hadid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Madina, it purifies the people. How? As the furnace purifies the iron from rust. That's how beautiful Madina is. It purifies the hearts and purifies the people. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever comes to visit me, means my grave, my Rawza Mubarak, and he comes solely for this purpose, only with the intention of visiting my Rawza Mubarak, then it is necessary upon me to do intercession for him on the Day of Judgment. In the last beautiful hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man hajja, the one who performs hajj, fazara qabri ba'da wafati. And then he makes a ziyarat, he visits my grave, ba'da wafati, after my demise, after my physical departure from this world, he comes and visits my blessed Rawza Mubarak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, faka'annama zarani fi hayati. It is as if he has made my ziyarat, it is as if he has visited me during my lifetime. That's the excellence, that's the great rutbah and status a person gets just for going with the intention of visiting the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today people have made it a picnic point, ma'adhallah, a vacation point, huh? That we are going, we went to Makkah and Medina. You know, we went to Medina, we took selfies, we did this, we did that, we did every sort of thing. We went to the market, we went this. It's not a place to go to the marketplace. The intention Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching you, that come for what, with what intention? Only to visit my blessed Rawza Mubarak. Everything else you will get. You are in Medina, you will see the buildings. You are in Medina, you will see the mazarat of the great Sahaba Ikram. You are in Medina, you will see Jannatul Baqi. You are in Medina, you will go around. But your intention mustn't be this. Your intention must be just to make ziyarat of the beloved Rasul. And the reward, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is as if you have made ziyarat of me whilst I am physically present in this world. Allah, 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 Allah. You know, a very beautiful sentence I was hearing a few days ago, that a person said that when you go to Madinatul Munawwara and you are standing in front of Rawza Mubarak, at that time, close your eyes and picture and think that this is the court. If you would have come here 1400 years ago, then you would have been a Sahabi of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you are not fortunate enough to be in that time. You know, Allah just says, "Magar kare kya naseeb mein to ye na muradi ke din likhe the." And our taqdeer, our naseeb was, we had to be in this time. But if we were in this court and at this court 1400 years ago, we would have been Sahaba Ikram and the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how great this court is. That's how esteemed, that's how, you know, honored this court is in the court of the beloved, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are here. You know, we are those people who do not have any worth at all. We have a mountain of sins on our shoulders, on our head. We weren't even, you know, capable of coming to this court. It is His fadl, His karam, His mercy that He has called us to this beautiful court. So if we are here, and when we are here, then Allah, 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 if a person just thinks that moment, that where have I come and who am I standing in front of? At that moment, you know, a person's heart changes, his mind changes, the tears which come from his eyes, that is called the true love of visiting the blessed Rawza Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you want to know what to do when you go to Medina, if you want to know what is Medina, then you must sit with the lovers of the beloved Rasul. Sit with Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat for a few minutes and ask him what is Medina. And then the way he will describe Medina to you, Allah, 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 it will fill your heart with the love. You know, sit with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, sit with the teachings of Ala Hazrat, sit with the people, with ulama Ahlul Sunnah, and ask them what is Medina. And they will tell you, no, what is Medina? Medina kya hai? Aha, subhanallah. We make dua once again. May Allah Ta'ala enable us, inshallah, to go with our parents, our Murshid Kareem, and whoever is listening to me and watching me, make dua for all of you. May Allah Ta'ala take all of you, inshallah, for Hajj, for Umrah, continuously throughout your lives. And may Allah Ta'ala grant all of you the barakat and the blessings of Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, we will take a short break and listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion and move towards the conclusion of today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that one faqih, one Islamic scholar, is stricter for shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. Allama Ali Al-Qari, rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, a great scholar of Islam, has mentioned the reason for this, that an Islamic scholar is heavier upon shaitan than 1,000 worshippers, because he can never be cheated by shaitan. And he enjoins people to do goodness, whereas a worshipper falls in the trap of shaitan and even remains unaware of it. The great scholar, the great sheikh and wali, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that no one is stricter upon shaitan than a wise Islamic scholar. Because when an alim deen speaks, he speaks with knowledge. When he remains silent, he remains silent with wisdom. Eventually, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, he becomes irritated and he says, look, even his silence is annoying for me than his talk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the wealth of Islamic knowledge and the blessings of Islamic scholars, the ulama-i-kiram.
Sallu al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah, mashallah, marhaba. Welcome back. You are watching The Light of Guidance, and today we are discussing the city of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, why shouldn't a person have the love of Medina in his heart? I mean, Medina wasn't Medina forever. There was a time when Medina was Yathrib, and Yathrib is a place of disease, place of sickness. There was a time where, you know, people wouldn't want to go to Yathrib, that if we go there, we'll get sick, the water is not good, air is not good, sand is not good, atmosphere not good, nothing is good. So people would, you know, not go to Yathrib. And when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah, then it was, subhanAllah, the beautiful will of Allah Ta'ala that he planned it in such a way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Yathrib, to the city where it was known as a city of disease, a city of sickness, a city of calamities. But once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Mubarak foot in that city, Allah Ta'ala made a law and he said that from today the laws will change. Before the beloved arrived in the city was a place of sickness, the city was a place of illness, the sand was not good, air was not good, water not good, but now the feet of my beloved have touched this city, so now everything will change, the water will become shifa, the land will become shifa, the atmosphere will become shifa, everything will become shifa to the extent that today, from today until Qiyamah, nobody is going to call this city Yathrib, everyone is going to say this is Taba, this is Taba, in other words, the pure city. Why? Because now it has a connection to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People say, you know, why you say Medina so much, what's the reason? Why don't say Makkah so much? So we say Makkah is the coolness of our eyes. We love Makkah. Makkah has Maqam Ibrahim. Makkah has Hajar Aswad. Makkah has the Holy Kaaba. Makkah has Safa Marwa. Makkah has, you know, all of these beautiful things. Yes, it has Abe Zamzam, the well of Zamzam. Everything is in Makkah. And we love Makkah. Nobody says we don't love Makkah. But hum ishq bande hai, kyun baat banayi hai? Medina is Medina, na? Medina has the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Medina has Gumbad-e-Khazra. Medina has Baqi. Medina has the Mazar Mubarak of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Medina is Medina. It has the attachment and connection to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it's not that we do not say Makkah. We do say Makkah. But our connection, our attachment, our love to Medina is something else, because it's the city of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is residing in that city. He is present in that city. And our aqidah and the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is alive as he was alive before he tasted that death. Likewise, the beloved Rasul is alive. He can hear us. He can see us. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not ma'adhallah dead, as ma'adhallah some corrupted people have given the corrupted aqaid and beliefs that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is finished ma'adhallah. No, our aqidah is alive, to zinda have Allah. And we take a qasam of Allah that definitely He is alive. And this is the aqidah of the Sahaba ikram, the Ahlul Bayt al-Hadis, the Tabi'een, the Awliya Izzam for these 1400 years, all the great personalities who were on Sirat-e-Mustaqim and the straight path, their aqidah is that the beloved Rasul is alive. So that is our aqidah, and there is no compromise on that aqidah. So alhamdulillah, our aqidah is that our beloved Rasul is in Medina. He is alive. So definitely the city where he is, that city becomes beloved to us. I mean, the Sahaba-i-Kiram of the beloved Rasul became beloved to us because they are his Sahaba. The household become beloved to us because they are his household, his Ahlul Bayt. The book becomes beloved to us because it is the book revealed to him, the Holy Quran. So likewise, the city becomes beloved to us because that city is related to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat very beautifully mentions, and he says, "Hote kaha khalilu bina kaaba o mina?" That where would this Kaaba be, Mina, Muzdalifa, Rafat, everything, where would it have been? لَوْلَاكَ وَالِ صَاحِبِ سَبْ تَرِي گھر کی ہے. If it wasn't for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell me, would Mina be existing? Would Muzdalifa be existing? Would Arafat be existing? Would Hajar Aswad be existing? Would the Holy Kaaba be existing? Would Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail, Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha wa alayhim as-salam, would they be existing? No. Sayyidi Aalihazrat says, "Hote kaha khalilu bina kaaba o mina?" Nothing would have been existing. Laulaak wale sahibi sab tere ghar ki hai. Oh, that person because of whom everything has been created, everything is for you, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the entire Hajj, the rites of Hajj and everything related to Hajj is because of you. So our attachment is towards you, O beloved Rasul. After listening to all of this, still a person says, no, why must we have so much devotion to Medina? Then I will say one sentence to him, is you must check your iman and check your love for the beloved Rasul. You claim to be a lover, you claim to be an ashik, you claim to be a devotee of the beloved Rasul, but ask yourself and look within yourself and ask yourself that, am I truly a lover of the beloved Rasul? Because I do not have the love for his city, for his blessed city, for the city which he has mentioned the excellence of, for the city which he has praised, for the city which he loved. I do not have that connection to that city. Then unfortunately, you need to check your iman, you need to check your love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Musnad Imam Ahmad that once Marwan, who was a hakim, a ruler, he was going somewhere and he saw that someone placed the blessed forehead on the blessed grave, on the blessed Rozai Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Marwan said, "What are you doing? Don't you know what you are doing?" So when the person turned to him, Marwan realized that it was Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Ayyub is the Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Abu Ayyub said, "I have not come to a stone. I have come to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I have heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, do not weep for the deen if the qualified people were in control, but weep for it if it was under the charge of unqualified ones." In other words, as long as the deen is in the hands of the right people, don't cry, don't worry. But if the deen is in the hands of the wrong people, then there is a problem. There is a very severe and serious problem. So look at the aqidah of this sahabi. Immediately he said, "I have not come to a stone. A stone is lifeless. A stone can't speak. Stone can't hear. Stone can't respond. Stone can't help. Stone can't do anything. It is lifeless. I have not come to a stone. I have come to the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So don't be amused or amazed by this action of mine that I am putting the forehead on the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, on his blessed Rozai Mubarak. Don't be amazed. Why? Because I have come to him and he can hear me. He knows my problems. He can see me. He can solve my problems. And he has been given the authority of doing all of this from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So don't ever think that, you know, I'm coming to a stone, I'm coming to somewhere where I'm not getting any benefit. No, 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 sir. Deta hun nazrana. I'm sacrificing everything on the court of this beloved Rasul, and I have come with this intention that he knows why I'm here. He has the knowledge. He can help me. He can assist me. He can look at me. He can hear me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is why Sayyidina wa Mawlana Imam Shaykh Shu'aib Harifish rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned, and this is mentioned in Ar-Rawdul Fa'iq, that there are 10 honors, 10 beautiful, you can say, points for the visitors of the Blessed Rauza Mubarak. He says, number one, that person will be a high-ranked person. Number two, he will achieve his aim and objective. The desire, the murad, the will, the wish you have in your heart, it will be answered in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If dua is not accepted there, then where will dua be accepted? Where will dua be accepted? I mean, Allah Ta'ala himself has mentioned that we must come to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We must come to his court. We must make dua in the court of Allah, but through the wasila of the beloved Rasul, in the court of the beloved Rasul. He is the means of the acceptance of our dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are there, you know, what thinking do you have that your dua won't be accepted? Definitely your dua is accepted. And subhanallah, you know, I have seen people, I have, you know, heard from people that when we are there, subhanallah, we just notice that everything starts falling in place. Without even saying anything. And definitely he knows what is in your heart. He knows why you are there. He knows what intention you are there for. He knows if your intention was to show my followers on Facebook, on Instagram, that I have come to the Blessed Rauza Mubarak, or if your intention was only to make ziyarat of the Blessed Rauza Mubarak and visit the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He knows what intention you are there for. He knows that you are here with the intention of shifa for some sick person. He knows you are there with the intention of the long life of your parents. He knows you are there with the intention of having children. He knows you are there with the intention of, you know, the children being obedient to their parents. He knows you are there with the intention of receiving some good proposals, good spouses. He knows you are there for whatever reason, for the barakah in your sustenance. He knows everything. Why you are there, why you have come there, what is in your heart. So go there and make ziyarat. So he says the second great thing which a person receives is he will achieve his aim and objective. His needs will be fulfilled. He will be privileged to spend his donation. He will remain safe and sound from destruction and devastation. He will be immune from defects and flaws. His troubles will be erased. He will be protected from calamities. He will have a good return in the hereafter. And number 10, he says, he will have blessings of the Rabb Azza wa Jal of the East and West. Allah, Allah, Allah. How much blessings will be showered upon him that Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Take this opportunity of making dua for everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us, inshallah, with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, with our relatives, in the court of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala enable all of us to go for Hajj, for Umrah, repeatedly and continuously, you know, every year. May Allah ta'ala accept this dua in our favor, our parents' favors, our relatives, our Murshid Kareem. And may Allah ta'ala take us, inshallah, to the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Ya Rab, tere mehboob ka jalwa nazar aaye, us noor e mujassam ka sarapa nazar aaye. Subhanallah, ek aash kabhi aisa bhi ho khab mein mere, ho jiski ghulami mein wo aqa nazar aaye. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jis dar ka banaya hai gada mujhko ilahi, us dar pe kabhi kaash ye mangta nazar aaye. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbil Alameen. With these few words, we come to the conclusion of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love. By Allah, you have everything. You lose this love. By Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salli ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.